Welcome to podcast number 5. The theme of this podcast is the role of incentives in teaching and learning. My name is Paul Prinsloo. I'm the ODL coordinator. In this week's communique, I reflect on an article by Mintzberg, Simons and Basu, written in 2002, in which they explore a number of fabrications upon which present-day organizations plan, restructure, and reward their top officials. Reflecting on this article, I ponder some of the challenges we at UNICEF face in building a culture of engagement. In my discussion of the Mintzberg article, I propose that we should critically interrogate the notion and scope of the social contract between employer and employee. I also propose that loyalty and security may be different sides to the same coin. An employer cannot complain about a lack of loyalty if they don't provide security. And on the other hand, employees cannot bask in the sunlight of job security and then be disloyal. Having said that, I am continuously amazed at claims by some UNICEF staff that if UNICEF wants them to fulfill their employment contracts, that UNICEF must provide worthy incentives. For example, academics may say that if UNICEF wants them to use My UNICEF more effectively, they need to pay them more. Or, if UNICEF wants them to do research, management must make it worthwhile. Or what about this one? If UNICEF wants them, as academics, to supervise students, management must make it more attractive. Do I miss something? I thought that this was what academics are already paid to do. Before you arrange for someone to break my legs or run me over, let me restate my position. I do not support abuse. I do not support any effort by whomever to ask more and more. I do not support the position that I have heard at UNICEF when a superior responded to the real need of a junior academic for more understanding and support by stating, and I quote, "If you don't like it here, you can leave." But I am equally against the notion of incentives to encourage people to do what they were contracted to do. Is this obsession with asking for incentives a proxy for addressing our need that we may feel that our management does not appreciate our efforts? Is there something in this claim alluding to the fact that many UNICEF employees may feel excluded from the culture of the payment of bonuses? Or has the virus of entitlement spread so far that we all want more and more, replicating an employer who wants more and more? Teaching in the 21st century looks totally different from teaching 10 or 20 years ago. In an era where more and more students are connected to the internet and where interactivity becomes a real possibility even in an ODL institution, teaching looks very different from 10 years ago. Office hours look different. Weekends look different. Teaching look different. So the question is not what incentives do I need to be a good teacher in the 21st century. The question is what institutional support can help me to be the teacher I really want to be. See you next week.